Members of the House and Senate gave President Bush much of what he wanted when they passed separate versions of his education reform plan. Among other items, the president got yearly testing in reading and math to gauge student progress and evaluate schools. Congressional Democrats say those reforms will cost a lot more money than the president and the Republicans have budgeted. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
President Bush was in Florida to promote reading. But it's the math that went into his education budget that troubles congressional Democrats back in Washington.
The president's budget now is completely out of whack.
Congressman George Miller, Democrat of California, is one of four key lawmakers involved in the House and Senate negotiations that must ultimately produce a single education bill for the president to sign.
This president came to office saying this was his number one priority. You cannot close the gap between rich and poor children, majority and minority children, without putting additional resources into the schools. It's very clear that, unfortunately, the states have not provided the kind of resources to poor performing schools that they should, so that they can have the best teachers, the best curriculum, and decent facilities for these kids to go to.
The federal government now spends about $18.6 billion on elementary and secondary education. The president is asking for $20 billion next year. But the House education bill would cost $23.6 billion. The Senate passed an education bill that would raise spending to $33 billion and add nearly $9 billion more just for special education. Miller says the House and Senate could reach a compromise between them, but Mr. Bush's lower spending target is absolutely unacceptable. The president's top negotiator, meanwhile, Sandy Kress, an attorney from Dallas, says that an increase of 7-8% in federal funding for schools should be enough, especially when you consider that taxpayers have yet to get their money's worth, according to Kress.
Look, we've dramatically increased spending on education at the federal level and at the state and local level over the last 10 years. And yet, and this is the point we're going to focus on this year, even with these increases, our children's reading scores are absolutely flat.
The school reforms that the president is pushing are separate issues from the funding level, says Kress.
Having said that, this president is in favor of increasing education spending.
The 7-8% increase in spending Mr. Bush wants would help fund an unprecedented system of mandatory testing in grades 3-8 in reading and math. Mr. Bush's goal is to have 100% of students performing at a proficient level within 10 to 12 years. And if schools fail to show yearly progress toward that goal, they risk losing federal funds, funds that could then be given directly to parents for them to pay for private tutoring or transportation to another public school. Kress says some lawmakers don't care how much or how little the federal government spends. They're still opposed to these reforms.
There's some in Washington who don't think the federal government ought to be in this at all, that all of this ought to be left to the states. But this notion that somehow the reform has to wait for dramatic increases in funding or can be delayed because there may be some fiscal pressure against increases is an idea with which we just simply do not associate ourselves.
Kress says lawmakers who are hung up on the money issue are playing politics. California Congressman George Miller disagrees.
Well, either education is a national priority or it isn't. If the federal government's going to demand these very, very substantial reforms, annual testing and all the rest of it that we are in this bill, then we're going to have to pay for it. The president knew that at the outset. He assured Senator Kennedy, Senator Jeffords, Congressman Boehner, myself, that the resources would be there to implement this bill.
Miller says he expects lawmakers to hold the president to his word. They say the president promised that education would be his number one legislative initiative and a top budget priority. House and Senate negotiators, meanwhile, have agreed to hold at least three meetings this week to resume their discussions, but few expect a final bill before mid or late October. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.